All right, we're doing very common string band licks in the key of C. The very first one is in the E shape. Just to explain the notation, you got fret 10, string 3, which sounds like... Go ahead, play it. Yep. And then in parentheses, it says you bend up to 12. What that means is you bend up to the sound of the note that would be found on fret 12, which sounds like that. Yep. And then you play 8 and 8 on the other... And the lick sounds like that. Go ahead. That's right. So you don't come back down on the bend. You release it while it's up. And it's a cool lick, very common. And then implement that by putting it in a tempo. You know, if that's your tempo, 2, 3, 4, like play other stuff and then implement the lick. Like. Yeah, What I was thinking is to have it in eighth notes. You can play it in any rhythm, but I was thinking, I don't know if that's too fast. Maybe it's too fast for you to do it in eighth notes right now. You did it in quarters, and that's fine. You know, but in time, you'll go like 1E and, or I'm sorry, 1 and 2. I'm sorry, my bad. This is 1E and a 2E and a, so that's 16s. Eighths would be, so you did play in eighth notes, my bad. But 16ths would be. And you would just let the pick fall, like. I don't know if that's too fast. But you got the idea. Good. So we may do a bunch of these, but with each of these, try and implement them. It's not enough to just do it, just learn the lick in isolation, you know, put it in different tempos and things.